Well, first off, I just want to say congrats on the new album. I think it's really awesome.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to ask you, what's maybe different about this album that separates it from your last few?
I guess this one's a little bit more just straightforward rock the whole way through. I would say it's a little heavier, a little bit darker.
It's kind of a cliche question, but what was maybe the inspiration for this album? Were you listening to anything in particular that played into this record?
I think it just came from touring and, you know, figuring out what, you know, what kind of things I liked to do live. So it was kind of more focused on that, just what was sounding good live, and to make an album that kind of matched what I wanted to do live, I guess.
You guys are playing here in L.A. tonight at the El Rey. Is there anything in particular that makes playing in L.A. special?
Well, you know, of course, all of our friends are here, and, you know, this is where we live, so there's that aspect to it. I've just always had really good shows in L.A., too, and the West Coast in general is kind of, it's just a good place for rock music.
I know originally you're from Vermont, I believe. What initially drew you to L.A.?
It was really just the people that I met out here that, you know, I grew up with the stigma against L.A., like, you know, if you're from anywhere but L.A., a lot of, you know, you grow up being taught to think it's a terrible place. But the first few times I came here, you know, I was, like, not really expecting anything special from it. But then I met some of the best people ever, so that, and then I just kept meeting more and more great people. So that's really what drew me to it in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, you really seem to rep L.A. pretty hard now. I mean, half the time I see a picture of you and you're wearing a Dodger hat.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I like the logo. I like the Dodgers. I like, you know, I like everything about L.A. I like it because it's kind of it's a secret. It's a kind of a secretive place, and I like secrets.
So tomorrow you guys are actually going to be in Austin for Fun 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 Fest. Do you guys prefer to play festivals or club shows?
I like doing both. They're kind of like very different. You know, club shows are fun because they get real sweaty and, you know, rowdy. Festivals don't always end up being like that, but it's just a different experience playing for a bigger crowd. It feels pretty cool.
You were mentioning, you know, how you guys are on tour and you've been touring quite a bit the last few years. I know you're headed to Europe in the next few weeks. Is there anything in particular that stands out, like a strange story from the road or anything?
I just always think of this one time. I've talked about it before, but whenever anyone asks me this question, it's all I can think about. One time we were staying in somebody's house, and she told us not to make a lot of noise because one of her roommates was, you know, he'd just been living there a long time and didn't like a lot of noise. And then, so we're like, okay, and some people were, like, sleeping outside of his bedroom, and, you know, nobody went too crazy. And then a couple weeks later, we found out that he had passed away, and he had been in that room the whole time, not alive.
Jesus. Wow.
So that was pretty weird.
Yeah, that is pretty weird. On a personal note, I've always wanted to know, maybe where did you get that Blow Me shirt that you wore a few years ago here at FYF? Could you maybe tell me about that?
Yeah, somebody gave that to me in Philadelphia.
Okay, I've been
dying. And I'm not really the kind of guy that, like, wears that kind of thing, but for some reason, that shirt just, I like wearing it.
Yeah, I've been trying to find it ever since, and I can't. And then I saw you walking around at this year's FYF. It was the first time I had seen it since you wore it 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's like a vintage shirt, kind of 80s shirt or something.
So one of my favorite songs of your guys is Alone and Stoned off your last album. I wanted to ask you, maybe where is the best place, at least in your opinion, to be alone and stoned in L.A.?
Well, you know, I personally prefer to do it in the comfort of my own home so I can just, you know, go to the refrigerator or, you know, do whatever I need to do in secrecy. But if I were to do it outdoors somewhere, oh, geez, where would I go? Maybe the Laurel Canyon Country Store? I don't know.
What's, like, the next step for you guys? Is it just keep touring and put out a new album? Or do you have anything in the works with other people? Like, I know you work with Ty Segall on this latest album as well.
Right. We're going to keep touring throughout the winter and probably into the spring and here and there in the summer. But recording is always on my mind, and I'd like to work with some other people and maybe start some different projects, or I'm really just open to anything as long as it's different than what I've done in the past.
Different in that you want to kind of move away from rock and roll?
No, I think there will always be the rock element to whatever I do. You know, it's just about songwriting to me and making good songs no matter what genre it is, really. So I just like working with different people because you get different sounds and whatnot. So I don't really want to make the same album twice, you know.
Lastly, I wanted to know, where does your guys' band name even come from? What is the story behind King Tough?
You know, it just came out of my mind when I was like 17 years old. It just popped into my head one day.
I like it.
Little did I know that I would be stuck with it, you know, 15 years later.